We are now joined by one of our favorite people here on the Spano and Black Attack, a broadcasting icon. He's Pat O'Brien. Pat, welcome back to the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. It's really great to have you aboard.
I know you, Joe Spano. Does the sun come up in San Francisco yet? Because this daylight savings time kills me.
Well, I'm not in San Francisco. I emanate out of New York. The network works out of San Francisco. So the sun is high in the sky here in New York,
yeah.
But it is bitter cold and still feels like winter, Pat.
It's still cold there? I thought it was 42. What's wrong with you?
To me, that's cold.
I'm
a beach bum. I actually spent a big chunk of my life living on the water here in New York. And, well, you know the famous Hurricane Sandy stories. Where I lived is now a small patch of dirt.
So, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I have a house in Nantucket. We've had 106 inches of snow this year.
Oh, boy, that's even worse. We had our share of snow, and it keeps you, you do your shoveling, and we're going to thaw out slowly but surely.
Yeah.
And, we'll turn the corner and move forward.
Weather changes. Come on.
Yep. Hey, that's it. And, it's supposed to – it's March Madness, so the weather should be getting better. It's NFL free agency. It's all going on. The weather will turn around before too long here in the Northeast. But before we get to March Madness, the Final Four, and everything else, let's talk about the book. Let's talk about Clean Radio. And let's talk about how you're doing in the Daily Battle.
Daily Battle is great. Coming up on 7 years. Everything is way past me. I have no problems. In fact, I'm going to watch the Final Four. I watch the tournament in bars with friends of mine. I can do that. Clean Radio is, you can go on cleanradio.com. You can see all our past shows. We're on every Sunday live all across the country. You can watch as we do it, kind of like Dan Patrick. And, it's not like a lame show. It's a big money operation. I have the same guests as I've always had before, except they're sober. And we talk about recovery. There's 40 million untreated alcoholics and addicts. We talk about depression and obesity and all the isms. And it's turned out to be great, and it's turned out to be pretty big, and it's starting. We're going to be a TV show, hopefully, by the end of the summer. And, I was going to go lay on a beach, but this seems to be a good way for service. And we're getting great reactions. So that's at cleanradio.com.
How's it feel to give back? Because I know that that's part of this for you.
You'd be amazing who calls me to get help. I mean, everybody, because they know I've been through it. And, basically every celebrity and athlete who gets in some sort of trouble will call me. But it feels great. And if you can help somebody, I have no interest in helping somebody who won't, doesn't want to try. I mean, the only way to get sober is if you want to get sober, not because your boss wants you to, or your girlfriend, your wife, your mom, or your brother, or whatever. You have to do it on your own. And I counsel hundreds of people every week. And once you realize that you'll probably die if you don't do it, then you can have another life. Alcoholics are the only people that have two different lives. And I've had like nine. It's a great feeling to help other people. And I help strangers. I help homeless. I help a lot of people. Imagine me, the voice of recovery.
It is amazing. But there is that other side. There's that other life. Like you say, hey, you're living in Nantucket. You're doing Clean Radio. You wrote the book. You're now at the point in life where it's never in the rearview mirror, but you're like, hey, I can go to a bar and hang out with my friends and have a club soda with a lime in it while they drink and watch the games, and it doesn't bother you. And that's great. It takes time to get that far, but you're there now, and now you can help others on their road when they're ready to be helped.
And you brought up, I think either you did or I did, about how quick the football season comes up and how quick the Final Four comes up or the tournament. And I start looking at these things now as milestones. What did I do in the last year? Because I can remember last year's Final Four. And it's been a whole year. It seems like yesterday. So you got to think, what have I done in the last year to help other people, to help myself, to be a better person, to get rid of resentments, to not be so, judgmental, although I still am. But that never goes away. You take milestones, and sporting events is a great way to do it. Super Bowl's here again. What did I do for other people in that last year? You got to live in the present. You got to make each day count. Look at Robin Williams.
Exactly. I think you're exactly right, Pat. And that is Pat O'Brien joining us here on The Attack. What do you say we get into this year's edition of the Men's College Basketball Tournament? You watched Selection Sunday like everybody else. I thought after several pretty good years in a row that the selection committee really took a back step this year. UCLA didn't deserve to be in amongst others. I want to get your thoughts on some of the teams that had their bubbles burst, some that snuck in, and some of the seeding issues.
Right. Well, there's no reason in hell that UCLA should be in there. And you're right. But I think they went for stories this year. I think they went for matchups this year. You know, to get Kentucky and Notre Dame in the same game in the Elite Eight, possibly. Or, you know, Villanova and Virginia. And the best game, I think, in my bracket is going to be Wisconsin-Arizona. I've got them in my Elite Eight. And, you know, you always get the Dukes, and Duke got a number one seed, and they start in North Carolina, which is weird. But, you know, Northern Iowa is good. I mean, there's a bunch of good teams in there, and there's a bunch of bad teams in there. There's 64 teams, so they got to fill it up. And they try to get every part of the country involved. But they made some mistakes, and, you know, you don't UCLA, I mean, are you kidding me? And I live in L.A.
Right.
Come on.
No, I couldn't agree more.
There's that argument all the time on the bottom, you know, on the lower seeds.
And, you know, the thing about that argument is we're arguing, you slide the argument enough far down, how important is it? It's in the big picture of things, it's not all that important because, you know, team number 68 or team number 64 in this case, they're not going to have a say in the national title picture. But
no, and when you fill out your brackets, don't get cute, like I said. Don't think, oh, man, they're going to go on a run. No, they're not.
No, they're not.
I mean, the last 25 years, I don't know the stat for sure, but I think, except for 1 year, the Final Four has included a one and a two seed. So, I mean, it's set up. Better. There's a reason they seed them. They're better teams.
Would you agree with me, outside the East, it sets up as a chalk bracket? I think the East could blow up because Villanova lacks size and Virginia can't score.
Well, the size doesn't make that much of a difference. Villanova's got some size, but if you look at the whole thing, every team is kind of bigger this year. You look at Purdue, I mean, there's these teams that they recruited in the off years, all these great big guys. But Villanova has a way of playing great games, great transition games. I have Virginia beating them in the Elite Eight. So,
see, it's funny. I have Northern Iowa coming out of that.
I don't think I've ever been right. What?
I have Northern Iowa coming out of that bracket. That's the one I think blows up.
See, there's the thing. I don't disagree with you. I mean, Northern Iowa is really good. And there's a team. The problem with Northern Iowa is that there's a team that, you know, how many times you see them unless you're from Iowa during the regular season? You watch ESPN. This is an ESPN station?
No. You can say anything you want about ESPN.
If you watch ESPN, oh, I don't care. I'd say it anyway. If you watch ESPN, I'm my own boss now, so I can't fire myself. If you watch ESPN, all you think the only teams in the country are Duke and North Carolina, you know, and Kentucky. You know, and also I think you make your decisions based on coaching. You know, the whole coaching thing has changed, too, because everybody has long-term contracts now, and so you don't have your shakas anymore who can take chances and try to get a better contract. They're all set. They don't care. I mean, they care, but, you know, if they lose, they'll be back next year and the next year and the next year. So there's all these things that can make a gambler. In fact, we're going to talk about gambling on Sunday on Clean Radio. But, you know, this can drive a gambler crazy. And it drives a regular person crazy.
Oh, yeah, so I mean, I filled out a bracket. I know it's going to be a joke, and I watch more college basketball than anybody.
Exactly. And people say to me, well, you did the tournament 10, 15 years. What's your bracket look like? I said, I've never been right.
Yeah. I mean, I get beat by kids, ladies that pick based on where they lived. You know, all kinds of things.
Mascots. And if you're going to pick by mascots, go with primary colors. That's right.
Real quick, Pat, because I'm getting
right
up
now.
Against...
I'm telling you right now, save yourself. It's fun. It's but save yourself some time. Take the number one seeds to go as far as they can go, and then you start your upsets in the Elite Eight, period.
Okay, cool. So how does your bracket look? I got about 30 seconds or so, a minute at the most. I kept you long. I don't care. Let them yell at me. What does your Final Four look like, and who wins it when we're all said and done?
I have Kentucky coming out of the Midwest. I have Arizona coming out of the West. I have Gonzaga. Never figured out if it's Gonzaga because I think it's their time. They've never been able to do this. And then I actually have Virginia. So I've got a couple upsets. You know, I'm a Duke fan diehard Duke fan, but they're a little shorthanded. And Okafor is like Shaq at the free throw line. So that makes a difference. So I have Virginia, Gonzaga, Arizona, and Kentucky. And then in the Final Four, I have Kentucky over Gonzaga.
So, all righty. There it is. You heard it.
Scoring game, like 70 to 55 or something like that.
You heard it from a guy who's covered a whole bunch of these Final Fours.
Don't take it to the bank on my word. For
Pat,
all I know, they all get upset in the first round.
It's always a pleasure.
You're betting on high school kids who might have gotten a text that morning from their girlfriend breaking up with them. That's what you're betting on.
One day what I want to do is, and just keep this in mind, and we'll correspond via Twitter or whatever, a little bit of a longer form interview. It's been an iconic career, and the struggle's been iconic. I'd like to spend an hour with you and really go through everything. 10 minutes is nowhere near enough.
Put your guy on. I'll give him my real number, my email.
You got it.